suspicion of murder. Laura Safe has more.
Officers were called to an address in Hackney late last night following concerns about the welfare of a young person. The boy was taken to hospital but later died from his injuries after the incident described as extremely distressing by a detective. A 41-year-old woman who was known to the child remains in custody. The Metropolitan Police says it isn't looking for anyone else in connection with the investigation.
Dozens of flights have been grounded, trains cancelled and schools closed because of strong winds caused by Storm Pia. Gusts of more than 80 miles per hour are expected to batter northern parts of the UK. Thousands of households are without electricity. All Eurostar services have been temporarily suspended due to unexpected strikes by staff in France. It's understood they're taking industrial action in a row over end-of-year bonus pay. The identities of Breonna Gyi's two killers will be revealed early next year. The transgender teenager, who was 16, was stabbed 28 times with a hunting knife in a park in Warrington in February. A boy and a girl were found guilty of her death yesterday. Luton captain Tom Lockyer has been discharged from hospital after suffering cardiac arrest in last weekend's Premier League match at Bournemouth. He's had a small defibrillator device fitted to prevent it happening again. Lockyer's teammate Carlton Morris says it was a scary wait to hear news.
Sat in the change room sort of in a bit of a stunned silence really, you know, not really knowing what was going on, waiting for updates. So, yeah, when we got that news that he was responsive, you know, it's like a proper breathe moment, you know.
And British Sign Language could be making its way onto the GCSE curriculum in England. A syllabus could be approved for September 2025. That's the latest. I'm Faye De Silva.
Thanks, Faye.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Well, this evening will turn largely dry with some clear spells. The winds are already dying down out there at the moment. During the overnight period, clouds will increase and a few isolated showers are likely, especially near dawn. Less windy as well with overnight lows of 7. Now, tomorrow morning we can expect cloudy skies and patchy rain here. In the afternoon, it will become drier but remain rather cloudy. A breezy day also tomorrow with highs of 11.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Drive on Phoenix FM, brought to you in association with St. Francis Hospice, doing more than you think.
Hello and welcome to Thursday on Drive. Cheers, Siobhan, for a brilliant 1-3. I will see you next Thursday. Now, we have a special drive show for you today. We will be joined not just in the last hour by our Michelle Spencer, oh no, but for the whole show. Now, I'll tell you more after we hear On Drive officially step into Christmas.
Sending you this Christmas card to say it's nice to have you.
Oh, I feel like I'm into Christmas now. Now, I said, if you're actually a regular listener, then you will know on a Thursday afternoon, we are used to hearing Michelle after 5 o'clock. She comes in, especially for us, our drive gurus, we call her. And she helps us de-stress, gives us loads of tips, and we always have a lot of laughs. So, today is the special one. I feel like I should have done a drum roll, but Michelle, you're here all day.
Yay!
Yay! And as you might guess, how are you doing, Michelle? All right.
I'm good.
Yeah, so as
festive.
So if you've listened in for the first time, you might notice that you're not from around here, Michelle, are you?
No, I'm not. No, I'm originally Canadian, but I've been here 20 years. I am officially British now, so.
Officially.
Officially.
I didn't tap, by the way. That was you, Michelle, wasn't it? Yeah. So we thought it'd be really nice to have sort of like a home and away kind of thing as well. So, and to make you feel like all warm and fuzzy inside thinking about your childhood when you were back in Canada. So whereabouts did you come from?
Well, I'm originally from the west coast of Canada, so British Columbia, Vancouver Island, Vancouver, and then for a couple of years I lived way up north by the Alaska border. Like, you could literally see the Alaska mountains from my front room.
Oh,
yeah,
really?
So we had lots of snow then. We had snow pretty much 6 months of the year from, I remember I said trick-or-treating Halloween.
Yeah.
Didn't matter about your costume, just mattered about the face mask as you went in a snowsuit.
Yeah. Oh, brilliant. So it didn't matter what weight you were as well. I'd be quite happy there to just, like, keep wearing all my clothes. It'd be brilliant stuff there, really, to be fair. So we'll find out more about that a little bit later as well. But we've got some Christmas cracker things going on as well. So we're going to be pulling a Christmas cracker and then we're going to be doing a Christmas joke. Stay with us. There's a lot more going on than that. Don't worry, right? So, because this is my last show as well until Christmas Day. So hang on, here we go. Look, it's going smoothly already, Michelle, isn't it, really? So, yeah, hang on, here we go. Ready? Hang on. There we go. Right. So, Michelle, what do you call an elf who's just won the lottery?
I have no idea. What would you call an elf that's won my dad?
Wealthy.
Wealthy. Oh, my God. Put him.
Right, on cue. Oh, my God, now. Mark Ronson and Lily Allen.
Ever spend.
Mark Ronson, featuring, of course, Lily Allen with Oh My God. Now, if you have a request, you know I love listening to you and having all your requests, you can. Radio@phoenixfm.com by email, the old-fashioned way, or of course you can also get hold of me on my Facebook and Instagram at Joe Bailey Music and on Twitter at Joe Bailey Music 1. Now we've got a more traditional Christmas tune coming up in a second, but first is a break.
Lealino Billericay is an exquisite modern Lebanese restaurant featuring a beautifully expansive outdoor garden and a private dining room, a perfect setting to celebrate any occasion. We take pride in serving traditional dishes infused with a delightful modern twist, meticulously crafted using only the finest ingredients. To book a table or inquire about exclusive venue hire, call us on 01277 714 7 and join us to indulge in the epitome of modern Lebanese hospitality.
Join BeFibre today for reliable, full-fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team, meaning someone is always on hand to answer any questions you may have. With BeFibre, there'll be no more kicking and screaming while you're clicking and streaming. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Your local hospice needs your support this festive season, and there are so many ways that you can make a difference. Purchase your Secret Santa and stocking filler gifts at any St. Francis Hospice store. Host a Jumpers or Jim Jams day at work, or support the Christmas Tree Recycling Service. The team at St. Francis Hospice will pick up and recycle your real Christmas tree for a donation with a brand new sponsor, the Sharp Group. So support your local hospice this Christmas.
Yeah, they are the wonderful St. Francis Hospice. And if you want to have a look on phoenixfm.com, go to Drive or Joe Bailey. I actually had Charlotte and Andy of St. Francis Hospice talking about the campaign to recycle your Christmas tree. So you can even sign up now, and all the information is there. So go to phoenixfm.com, go to Joe Bailey or Drive, and you'll get all the information there, including all the postcodes they go. They're going all over the place today, to be fair. Now we're back in the studio with Michelle. Hello, Michelle.
Hello. Joe, you want to hear my Christmas cracker joke?
Oh, come on then. Is it, what's it going to be like? I do worry. Come on then, Michelle. Here we go.
What's a sheep's favorite Christmas song?
I don't know. What is
Feliz Navidad.
Oh, goodness me. Now I know why you wanted me to line this one up for you. Also, guess what's coming up next?
Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, Feliz Navidad, próspero año y felicidad. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Feliz Navidad.
Elise Navidad. Now, just to let you know, this is Drive, so if there is any traffic going on, I will let you know throughout the show, even though we'll be having a proper little look for you in 5 minutes. But just to let you know, the queue in traffic, the QE2 bridge, due to the early shed load on the M25 clockwise, all lanes have now been reopened, but there are still long delays. So this is clockwise. All lanes have now been reopened, but there's still delays, and I'll give you a proper update on that as well in about 5 or 7 minutes. Now back to you, Michelle. How are you doing over there?
I'm right? Really good.
Because
I'm feeling festive.
We're feeling festive. Now, if someone wants to have a look at you online on your socials, because I don't know if you're putting posters up about what you've got on your desk over there. It looks like it's the end of an office party, really, I think. Obviously, without the alcohol. It's got eggnog without anything in it, but it's really nice, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. I love that eggnog. That's the one thing I miss about living over here, about Canada. I was showing someone in Canada, the eggnog is next to the milk in the dairy section, and you can buy it in, like, 4-liter jugs.
Oh.
Not like here where I have to special order it and pay an arm and a leg. You have the eggnog for your coffee, regular drinking, for your alcohol, and then you just use the milk for your cereal.
See, that's one plus for Canada there. That, I mean, maybe we should keep score. So far, eggnog. Hey, I've got to
write this down. It is the only thing I miss. I do love Christmas over here. I think Christmas in the UK, it's the quintessential Christmas, you know, and I went with my daughter into Covent Garden the other week, and actually the other week I went with my son as well, and they're like, why are there so many people here? I'm like, because people pay to come see quintessential Christmas. Yeah. You are living it, like the Dickensian Christmas. Ooh, the giant trees, the lights.
Do. Yeah, we take it for granted, to be fair. Yeah. I must admit we do. So they actually did a poll the other day, and it was about the top 10 UK destinations to go to go and see the lights. And obviously there was Blackpool, and I can't remember which one. There was another one. I can't remember. Sorry, wherever it was. But it
Romford.
It was Romford Lights. Yes, the one. Brentwood. That's one it was. And of course they were around Hyde Park and that, and Oxford Circus and things like that. And it is free as well, which is brilliant.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing down there.
Right.
Yeah.
So, have you got any requests? Well, yeah, I know you have got some requests there, haven't you, Michelle?
You want festive or non-festive?
I've got
one from one of my yoga ladies, Helen Collins, who has requested Dancing Queen by ABBA.
Oh, that's a cracker. Well done.
Yeah.
Dancing Queen with ABBA. Now, coming up in a second, we will have a look at the travel for you. And looks like it's a little bit dodgy if you're heading to King's Cross, but I'll keep you updated in a second. But before that, shall we have Guess the Intro? Coming in.
Guess the Intro.
Phoenix FM Travel News.
So, Lakeside, slow traffic around the shopping centres and retail parks, but that's not unexpected, is it, to be fair? Now, the M25 anti-clockwise, there's one lane closed now at Junction 31 Thurrock due to a broken down lorry. And as I said, M25 clockwise, all lanes have now reopened following the earlier shed load, but this traffic's moving, but it's still pretty slow going through there, so just beware of that. Now, on Braintree, slow traffic on the A120 East between B1256 and Galleys Corner roundabout. In Billericay, slow traffic on the High Street between Sun Street and Western Road, Norsey Road. Billericay, slow moving traffic on South End Road northbound between Noak Hill Road and the High Street. Here in Brentwood, there's slow traffic on Ongar Road and Ingrave Road approaching the High Street at Wilson's Corner. Yeah, in Chelmsford, just come in, slow traffic on New London Road and Prince's Road due to shopping traffic anywhere really in these town centres. Anywhere near shopping centre is going to be a little bit chocker, to be fair. And in Southend, slow traffic on Westbourne Grove southbound between Prince Avenue and Fairfax Drive. Now, let's head over to the Tube for you. There's minor delays on the District Line due to the earlier emergency service dealing with an incident. Underground stations closed on the Northern Line at Kentish Town. Trains are not stopping on the Piccadilly Line eastbound at South Ealing due to engineering works. Minor delays on the Piccadilly Line also between Acton Town and Uxbridge. And finally, on the Tube, there's minor delays on the Elizabeth Line between Shenfield and Whitechapel. That's all due to an earlier faulty train. And as we said before, there is really mad delays going on in Euston at the moment. It could be going on for the rest of the day. So if you are supposed to be heading out anywhere from London, Euston, check your travel provider. Then there'll be more updates from me in an hour. Now we're back with Michelle. Hang on a minute. Little Christmas background.
There we go.
How you doing, Michelle?
I'm all right. Yeah, are we going to play Michael Bublé today, or what's going on? I'm just putting you on the spot, Joe.
Of course, we're always going to have Bublé, aren't we? Yeah, there's always Bublé. Now, obviously, I'm lined up some songs that I know is coming up, because you've got another request as well, haven't you, at the moment?
Yeah, I do. It's Leona Lewis.
Yeah, so you're going to be playing that one in a second.
We are. Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah. It's too much dairy. You've been having too much dairy.
That's it.
We've got loads of little like mini cheeses, haven't we?
We have cheese, eggnog. What else we have? The little Ferreros, Pringles.
Yeah. Those. And there's other makes, obviously, available of all those as well.
Oh, sorry, so, Chris.
Yes, there's crisps and chocolate and everything.
It's out of control in here.
Yes, it really is, yeah. Right, all we need is Brussels sprouts and we'll be well away. So sorry, Michelle. Look, what was the request? I know what it is. Obviously, I've got it lined up.
It's Leona Lewis. One more sleep. One more sleep. I know what it's called. And it's from Suzanne.
There we go.
Up all night inside my bedroom. He said that he'll be with me real soon. So I wait and I wait, but I've had as much as I can take, 'cause I got 5 more nights of sleeping on my own, 4 more days until you're coming home, 3 more dreams of you will be so I'm
Oh, I do love Leona Lewis. She's a sort of Essex-ish girl as well, isn't she?
She is.
Yeah.
You're falling apart here.
Yeah, it's only been 35 minutes. Goodness knows what you're going to be like in another 2.5 hours' time. Now, if you are a regular listener to the show, are you a regular listener, Michelle?
I am.
Oh, good girl. That's what I like to hear. Well, you would say that because you're sitting right opposite me. Yeah. With lots of eggnog. I do a segment called Home and Away at times, where I play a song that is number one in the UK and a song that was number one usually in the US on this day. But I thought just for today, we would do the number ones that was on Christmas Day in the UK and, of course,
in Canada.
You knew where I was going with that one, didn't you? Now, so I'm going to let you guess as well. And you at home as well, have a little guess. I'm so cheap, right? So basically, it's no prizes. It's just a little bit of fun. You'll be happy to know that you've actually, above more than any other people, got it right. See, that's the joy of this, all right? So, now, I normally play a Home and Away together, but the home one, I'm going to try and not give the date away, right, was Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody, right? It was the most expensive single ever made at that time of the release as well, right? So, that was Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody. And any idea what you think was number one in Canada? I'm not giving you the idiot, so you wouldn't know, would you? Well,
clue.
It was, right? That's the Way I Like It became the band's second number one hit. At the time, this song was considered by some to be rather risque. Well, it certainly isn't now. I'll tell you what, I'm going to play the song, and then you come back and let me know what you think, Michelle, the year is. Ready?
Here we go. Right.
Doesn't care what the year is, but she's dancing.
I like it. When you take me by the hand.
So that was KC and the Sunshine Band. That was number one on Christmas Day in Canada. Michelle, you got it right. You told me just in between. I was so shocked. I'm still getting over it. What year was it, Michelle?
1975.
1975. You weren't around then, though, but there you go.
Yeah.
Just
barely.
Just. You were babe in arms. I was. The babe in arms. Now, Michelle, we've got another song. Because you've done a playlist, essentially, haven't you? Like, really sort of famous Canadian people with songs that actually we probably wouldn't ordinarily know over here, really. Yeah. This one I'd never heard of.
It's funny.
Up. Took a while to get hold of it.
Did it, really?
Yeah. Go on.
It's Rudolph Run, but this is the Bryan Adams version. And I said, actually, is it Little Richard did it originally? It's originally
okay.
By Little Richard, yeah.
Bryan Adams, a good Canadian boy, isn't
it? Good Canadian boy living over here as well.
There we go. Yeah, good taste. Ready? Here we go. Sounds like a live version, actually.
When my husband and I first started dating, he made me a mix CD back in the days when you could burn CDs. Yeah, and that's one of the songs on there.
Oh.
The other songs are inappropriate for here, but...
That's okay, yeah. Well, one out of goodness knows how. Was it an hour's tape? Because you used to have to turn them over, didn't you, as well? Do you remember?
No, it wasn't a tape. It was the CD CD.
Oh, a CD
yeah,
CD.
Yeah, not a cassette tape. Cassette tape. That's really old.
I thought it was a cassette. They're back now anyway, aren't they?
I know. So, CDs are really in as well.
Yeah. All thanks to, actually, one of the best shows around. Oh, it was. So it's finished now, isn't it?
I was going to say, what, Drive?
Stranger Things.
Oh, Stranger Things.
Yeah. Of course, Drive's one of the best shows around, obviously. Yes, of course. Do you like Erasure, Michelle?
I love Erasure.
Okay.
Hello, this is Andy Bell from Erasure. You're listening to Phoenix FM.
With Sometimes, and one of the best ever CDs around in the 80s was actually The Circus. It was an album that changed my life back then. I can remember driving around. I'd only just passed my driving test, if I remember rightly. Oh, it's all coming back to me now. It must be Christmas time. I suppose that's what it is. Now, I'm going to play Guess the Intro again really quickly, because that's actually going to be played in the second hour of Drive. So have a listen to that. Then we've got the ads, and then we'll be coming back with Michelle.
Guess the Intro.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The all-new Players Lounge has got everything you need for the perfect night out. With two bars, a restaurant and the best sound and lighting system in Essex. With regular special events and guest DJs, you're always guaranteed a brilliant night at Players. On the 5th of February, it's top DJ Roman Kemp. And on the 12th of February, it's the Stars of House with Marcus Dryden, Mickey Star Lewis and Daryl Privett. Check us out and book now at players-lounge.co.uk.
Oh, I'm such a little piggy. I'm just sitting in the studio. I've got these little tiny mini cheese things that you can use with little cocktail sticks. And just realised I've had 13 of them. I've not even got through the first hour yet. Goodness me. Hey, Michelle, you're right. Hang on, where's our background music? What's going on here? Come on. No, here we go. Yes. So, Michelle, how are we doing?
I'm really good. No, I'm having a great time. I was going to say, you can have some of my cheese. Myself here on the dairy.
No, you're being really good. Mind you, I think you're on your second eggnog.
I am.
So there you go. Yeah. But Michelle, if anyone's online and would like to have a look on your socials, how do they get hold of you?
So I'm on Instagram, and I've posted a little story, but they can DM us for any song requests at Midlife and Michelle. Mm. And that would probably be the best place to DM us right now.
Facebook
is Anna Hatta Yoga on Facebook.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
But
there
that's
we go.
It. Yeah.
Right.
Or Michelle Spencer, if you want. I'm pretty public on there.
Pretty public.
Pretty public.
Okay. Only a little bit. Yeah. You're not ugly public. You're a pretty public. Right, I'm translating there. So, Michelle, come on. Look, you're normally here on a Thursday after 5 and just helping us all to de-stress. And so what have you got for us today?
So today this bit's a little bit off-piste.
Oh.
So I always get asked, what should I get my yoga girlfriend or boyfriend or wife or husband or well-being person in my life? So I've come up with a top 10 list of things you can get. And I'm going to give you a little bit of a background story to this to begin with. So cast your mind back to 2020, Christmas 2020, just past the pandemic. We weren't allowed to go out, but that whole year we've all picked up new hobbies. And I've put loosely in quotes, new hobbies. So we do an Amazon Christmas wish list only because obviously we have grandparents that live in Canada and it's easier for them to shop off their kids. So Christmas morning, I'm opening up all my presents. Great. Fantastic. My husband's watching really closely. And I open up the first thing. It's this really nice gray blanket. I'm like, yeah, okay, great. Random. Pencil crayons. Again, I'm like, very random. I'm not sure why I got pencil crayons. Got this weird leather purse. And what else did I get? Oh, seeds. And seeds, I was like, okay, well, I got into gardening during the pandemic. And then the last thing I opened up was this cross stitch. So the first thing you need to know about me, Joe, is I do not sew. I don't sew buttons. When the kids do badges for scouts and guides, I bought the glue. I glue their badges on. So I'm not sure where my husband got the idea that I did cross stitch all of a sudden. And it wasn't. And so he goes, Mike, why is this cross stitch? And he goes, I thought you got into a new hobby over lockdown. And I said, mate, have you seen me even sew a button during lockdown? Like, and it's not even beginner's cross stitch. It's like intricate peacock and everything. So it turns out my husband has Googled Michelle Spencer. Just a random Michelle Spencer. So if this Michelle Spencer's listening right now, I'm really sorry if I've broken up your marriage. Because he thought he was doing so well. He got everything on this Amazon wish list for this Michelle Spencer. Unfortunately, it wasn't the correct Michelle Spencer.
Oh, my goodness.
So I thought I would help others out by coming up with a top 10 list of what you should get.
I should say,
the well-being person in your life. Oh, no. They're not in any order. There's some, they're different prices. So if you're looking for a stocking stuffer or whatever as well, and there's still time to get it, I've got to get these glasses off. Right. So number one, always nice yoga mat. Now's the time to get the person a really nice yoga mat. There's always tons of sales on. If the person is older, knee pads. You can get these really cushiony knee pads or mats.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, look at now. Joe's like, oh, maybe I will come to yoga. cork blocks, an eye pillow.
We've had those, haven't we, in the studio?
Yeah, we have. You liked my cork block.
I did. There's like a proper break.
Yeah, they're proper. And they're a little bit more expensive, but they're worth it. Eye pillow with lavender in it for sleeping. Mala bracelet. You could get them a cushion, meditation cushion or a bolster, a yoga bag for all their kit. I always think gift certificates are nice for like the small businesses around. Yeah. So if your person is into yoga and they, you know that they go to a small studio, get them a gift certificate from the small studio. Nice. Support small local businesses.
Totally.
Yeah, and same with clothing. So there are local British clothing makers. And if your person in your life has a certain brand they like, now's the time to get them something nice clothing-wise. Yeah. Again, buy British, right? So there are a couple British brands that I like. And another one that I really like is those sheepskin rugs. They're not necessarily real, but like the faux fur ones and stuff. Those are perfect for winter yoga. I'd like to sit on or meditation in it as well. Yeah. So
they're good for the dogs as well, those ones.
Yeah, for the dogs. But Joe, I did get you a gift. I know you're like feeling bad. So I'm going to get you your gift and I'm going to get you to open it on air. So hold on for a second.
Oh, goodness me. Hang on, shut it. Oh, now I feel really guilty. I only got you a box of little chocolates. Oh, this is wrapped as well.
Of course it's wrapped.
Oh, my goodness. Hang on. I'm no good at knots. It might take a while. Hang on. An hour later. Let's have a look. See, it's really out now. Hang on.
Oh, I should take a photo.
Oh, goodness me. Actually, I've got all the... Hang on. It's all wrapped up too nice. I'm not used to these sort of things. You've excelled yourself, Michelle. Isn't it? What's a little box? It's got wrapping on it. Oh, my goodness. Oh, they It's brilliant. It's finger yoga. Oh, it's perfect for somebody that doesn't like moving from the desk. Well, it's a beautiful thing.
Since you don't come to class in person, you can do it here at the radio.
I can be there in spirit.
Exactly. I think you should try every Thursday.
Fabulous. They're like little tights that you can put on to your fingers. They're brilliant. What I'm going to do, I'm going to try it a little bit later, and we'll put it on the socials.
I think we should.
That is super. Michelle, thank you so much. I'm loving that. Absolutely love that. Right. So, yeah, thanks for that, Michelle.
You're welcome.
So we're going to have loads more tips and tricks, aren't we, for the next couple of hours. Somebody said the first hour. We're gone already.
That's it, yeah.
I know. So you will still be back with... I've got these glasses on. I can't see.
I think they're amazing.
I just realised...
Your finger yoga will work off all the cheese you've been eating.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, there'd be a lot of finger yoga to do that. Bend, stretch and relax, it says. It's quite heavy. I can't wait to actually open the box. But it looks like a mat with a little pair of sort of yoga tights that fit over you. I just can't wait to play that. That's ridiculous. Right now, coming up. Now, if you listen in regularly, then you know on a Friday, usually, we hear from Xanthi Behrmann. Now, Xanthi, I'm not here tomorrow. So Xanthi has recorded one for us just before Christmas, just now. So that will finish off the first hour, and then Michelle and I will be back in the second hour. I'm just going to go in my finger yoga as well. Hang on.
Hello, Joe. It's Xanthi Behrmann from Greaties. My drive time choice for you this week is a Christmas song from 1986. Chris Rea said that this is a car version of a carol. It's Driving Home for Christmas. Hope you all have a great festive season. And thanks, Joe, for inviting me to be part of Drive Time with you every week.
I'm driving home for Christmas. Oh, I can't wait to see those faces. I'm driving home for Christmas, yeah. Well, I'm moving down that line. And it's just the same.
on the hour across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.